This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability fiscal for a claimant by the name of Samuel Jonathan Davila. Date of birth is June the 26th, 1994. Case ID number is 478-2393. Date of exam, September the 1st, 2022. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination? Yes. Medical records from Specialized Family Clinic dated 6/24/22 and 6/15/22. Identifying information. This is a 28-year-old common law married male with two children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of hyperactive attention deficit disorder / anxiety / insomnia, comma, right-sided hemiparesis, comma, and epilepsy / seizures. The claimant is presently unemployed and has never worked. He's been on disability for the past 20 years. He did receive a high school diploma when he graduated from high school. At the present time, he lives in an apartment with his girlfriend, who does not work as well, and the two children. Allegation number one, hyperactive attention deficit disorder / anxiety / insomnia. Number two, right-sided hemiparesis. And number three, epilepsy / seizures. History of allegations. Number one, hyperactive attention deficit disorder / anxiety / insomnia. The claimant states that for the past 2 years, he has had severe episodes of panic attacks and anxiety, along with depression and insomnia. The claimant does have a history of hyperactive attention deficit disorder, which was treated when he was in high school. He states that he occasionally has suicidal ideation, but denies any suicidal attempts. At the present time, he suffers from sadness, crying spells, decreased motivation, decreased energy, and decreased concentration. He states his appetite is fairly good. At the present time, he's on Seroquel, 300 milligrams QD, but he states that it does not help him with any of his symptoms. He is not taking any of the other medications that were prescribed. His condition appears to be stable but guarded, secondary to not being treated, and the claimant appeared very nervous and crying when he presented to my office. Allegation number two, right-sided hemiparesis. The claimant states that in the year 2000, when he was 8 years old, he suffered from a left brain blood clot, which caused a left cerebrovascular accident and a right-sided hemiparesis. The claimant states he occasionally has decreased balance, comma, occasional dysarthria, comma, but no problems with mental status, vision, or seizures at this time. He also denies any syncopal episodes. His residual symptoms include mild right hemiparesis, comma, mild decreased balance, comma, and very mild dysarthria. The claimant has a normal mental status, vision, and no signs of seizure disorder or syncopal episodes. His limitations include being able to walk one block, comma, stand for 30 minutes, comma, climb two flights of stairs, comma, and he does not have a cane or walker that he uses at this time. He is left-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, use a skillet, comma, sweep a room, comma, and lift approximately 25 pounds above his head with his left arm. He is unable to open up a jar top or button his clothes at this time. At the present time, he's on no medication for prevention of stroke. He was diagnosed with a left cerebral vascular accident with a right mild hemiparesis. Allegation number 3, epilepsy / seizures. The claimant states that in 2008, when he was 14 years old, he had approximately 3 to 5 seizures and then never had any more seizures after that. He was placed on medication, but states that he no longer takes any medication for the seizure disorder. The physician thought that the seizures might have been from the cerebrovascular accident. He denies any trauma, comma, tumors, comma, drug withdrawal, comma, or any infectious diseases. The claimant's last seizure was 20 years ago. He has not been in the emergency room or hospitalized since that time, and states that he has not had any postictal symptoms. His physician at this time is Dr. Alfredo Gonzalez. He was diagnosed with epilepsy in remission at this time for 20 years. Limitations. The claimant is able to walk one block, comma, stand for 30 minutes, comma, climb two flights of stairs, comma, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. He is left-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, use a skillet, comma, sweep a room, comma, button his clothes and lift approximately 25 pounds above his head. He is unable to open up a jar top. He has no assistive devices that he uses and is able to ambulate fairly well. He's on no medications except for Seroquel, which is not for pain. And he states that he walks in the park to take his children out of the apartment. He does have a provider that helps clean for them. His daily activities include watching TV, comma, doing light housework, comma, going to the grocery store, comma, cooking, comma, doing the laundry, and driving. The claimant did drive to this office visit by himself. Family history. The father is alive and in good health. The mother has diabetes mellitus. Medications, Seroquel, 300 milligrams QD. Medical problems, cerebral vascular accident when he was 8 years old with very mild right hemiparesis, anxiety / insomnia / attention deficit hyperactive disorder, comma, epilepsy, which he has not had for 20 years now, history of a fracture of the jaw from 2016 to 2017, social history, tobacco. The claimant has a history of smoking 20 cigarettes per day. Alcohol, the claimant states that he drinks socially. The claimant denies any delirium tremors, but does have a seizure disorder, which is in remission for 20 years now. Substance abuse, the claimant did use marijuana. The last time he used it was in 2009. He denies the use of cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. communicable diseases. The claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, but does have a history of having gonorrhea, chlamydia, and syphilis, which have all been treated. Physical examination, temperature is 98.2 Fahrenheit, weight 188 pounds, height 5 feet 9 inches, BP 125 over 62 mmHg, heart rate 86 beats per minute, respiration 12 respirations per minute, BMI 28, general, this is a 28-year-old male who appears to be a stated age and is in no acute distress except for severe anxiety and depression. The claimant did present crying to my office and was very upset that the disability examination was even ordered. He can't understand why he's being asked to be evaluated again. He appears to be a fairly reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you drop down to H-E-E-N-T? I'm sorry, to Snellen Vision. OD uncorrected is 20/20. OS uncorrected is 20/20. Binocular uncorrected is 20/20. Could you please drop down to neurological? The claimant was alert and oriented times three and had good eye contact with me. His speech was fluent and his mood was appropriate for the time. He had clear thought processes and his memory was normal. Concentration was good and he was oriented to time, place, person, and situation. Reflexes of the patella on the right side was +3 and on the left was +2. As well as for the ankle area. Reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally was 2+. Could you please drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was asymmetric, slow, and unsteady, secondary to having a mild right hemiparesis. The claimant did not come with an assistive device. His hand-eye coordination and finger-to-nose was abnormal, secondary to a right upper extremity contracture and hemiparesis. Heel-to-shin exam was abnormal, secondary to a right hemiparesis, but the Romber sign was negative. Muscular skeletal. The claimant did have palpable muscle spasms and some tenderness of the right upper and lower extremity, secondary to a mild hemiparesis. No joint swelling, erythema, effusion, or deformity was noted, except the claimant does appear to have a contracture of the right hand and also of the right upper extremity to a lesser extent. There is normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine. The claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is a normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the left upper and lower extremities. And the claimant has a decreased range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the right upper and lower extremities. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position was 80 degrees on the right side and 90 degrees on the left. And in the supine position, it was 70 degrees on the right side and 80 degrees on the left. Sensory examination was normal to light touch throughout the body, except for slightly decreased for the right upper and lower extremities. There is normal range of motion and strength of the left knee, but slightly decreased range of motion and strength of the right knee. The claimant did have difficulty in squatting and getting up on his own. No difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table without difficulty. The claimant had no difficulty in walking on his heels or toes, as well as being able to walk at a fairly normal tandem rate with some limping from his right upper and lower hemiparesis. He could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted devices. He requires no assisted devices at this time. Neurological. Grip strength was plus 2 over 5 for the right upper extremity and plus 5 over 5 for the left. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were slightly increased for the right upper and lower extremity, but especially for the right lower extremity where patellar and Achilles reflexes was plus 3. However, biceps brachioradialis reflexes bilaterally were at plus 2. Sensory examination was normal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense for the left upper and lower extremity and slightly decreased for the right upper and lower extremity. There is mild muscle wasting and some muscle spasms of the right upper and lower extremity. Muscle strength was plus 5 over 5 for the left upper and lower extremity and plus 3 over 5 for the right upper and lower extremities. Fine and dexterous finger control is abnormal for the right hand, but normal for the left hand. Functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle objects with the left upper extremity. He hears and speaks well. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone, and tissue destruction of the right upper extremity with a contracture of the right upper arm and hand. He is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk fairly normally, except with a slow, unsteady, and asymmetric limp. There is normal grip strength for the left side and abnormal grip strength for the right. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is normal for the left upper extremity, but abnormal for the right upper extremity. On examination, the claimant shows mild evidence of muscle wasting for the right upper and lower extremity and some fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields or in his visual acuity. He is able to communicate very well without limitations and does have some restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to very mild right upper and lower hemiparesis. Probable diagnoses. Number 1, attention deficit hyperactive disorder / anxiety / insomnia. - being treated at this time with Seroquel. The claimant appears to be somewhat anxious because he's afraid of losing his benefits. And his condition appears to be stable at this time. Allegation number 2, mild right-sided hemiparesis. Appears to be stable at this time. He does have a contracture of the right hand and upper extremity, but is able to ambulate. Number 3, epilepsy/seizures, has been in remission for 20 years. He has not had a seizure during this time period. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Samuel Jonathan Davila.